All right, it's 34 minutes after 8 o'clock, and I've got Monty Merrick from the Humboldt Wildlife Care Center here in the studio. You were telling me it's baby season, right?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Springtime, summertime.
That's right. That is right. So what does that mean for Humboldt County residents?
Well, the main thing that it means is that wildlife is really active right now. Mm-hmm. Birds have returned to the area that we've been missing all winter long, and they're back, and they came back specifically to, you know, make new families. And wild mammals as well, raccoons and possums and skunks are the guys that we're going to see the most of. And, you know, some squirrels who perhaps are making dens for to raise their young in a place that isn't really that suitable as far as people are concerned, like, for instance, under your house or in a crawl space beneath the bathtub or something like that. And it might cause you some alarm.
So what advice do you give to folks? I know that you often, you've run PSAs about, for instance, birds. You know, sometimes people wanting to do good can actually do harm with baby birds.
Well, that's really true. You know, baby birds hit a certain point in their development when they jump out of the nest, and they don't necessarily know how to fly yet. And they can wind up in your backyard, and they're down there on the ground hopping around, and you're like, oh my goodness, a bird that cannot fly. I must rescue this bird. But in fact, there are parent birds who are taking care of that guy. And people will even call and say, yeah, and then there's these other birds that keep coming down and trying to attack it. But actually what they're seeing is parent birds trying to feed him, and they'll scoop him away and take him inside their house, and they'll call us, and hopefully they call us, and then we talk them through it. And it's hard for people because there are cats and there are cars and there are young children who don't know better, and so there are a lot of threats to a fledgling bird. But every adult bird we see had to go through that period, just like every adult human being had to go through being a teenager.
Always a scary process right there. Now, what about when things are, like, under your house? What should someone do?
Well, you know, obviously, I think the first thing that we should do is we should bear in mind that our houses, you know, with crawl spaces and attics and, you know, all of those areas are potential den sites. And the best thing to do is, in the wintertime, is to make sure none of those, nobody has access.
Because if you don't want them closed up.
Yeah, keep them closed up, exactly. Once you discover that, oops, that, you know, screened-in vent and the crawl space was open, and now you're hearing sounds coming from under your bathtub. Well, if you're able to, we always recommend tolerate it. Just put up with it. Don't disturb what's happening there. By the middle of June, by the middle of July at the latest, the animal is going to move out, and they take their babies with them. Nobody wants to live under your tub. They're not setting up housekeeping.
Now, it's interesting you mentioned tub, because my old house, that did happen. In fact, we did wind up closing up. There was some, like, screening that had opened up. And I had these strange noises under our tub. You know, I'd be, like, taking a shower at 5 in the morning, hearing scratchy, scratchy, scratchy. What in the world is that?
Well, it can be pretty alarming, you know. I don't think it's not Amityville Horror. It's just raccoons, usually.
Yes.
The tub is, I think, you know, because it's warm. It gets warm occasionally. Mm-hmm. And plus, usually there's a void between it and the wall. So it's a nice little spot. And no predator is going to get in there to get your babies. I mean, it's
a good spot.
You can see why they would choose it.
Yeah. So we just tolerated it for a while. And then once the season was done, I went around and made sure all of our little crawl spaces were all closed up. So we made sure everyone was out. I didn't want to trap anyone in there.
And that is exactly, you know, using the word trap, that's exactly, so what you did, prevention is the best, and if you've missed on prevention, then your actions are really the gold standard. That's what we like to see people do. But maybe you can't do that. Maybe you live in a mobile home, and there's actually lots of things under there that are exposed and expensive to repair, or maybe you have an allergy, or maybe you just don't want those noises because they're driving you insane. You know, there's a lot of different reasons. So people might choose to trap, and they don't understand that there's babies in there. We just had a situation. This is kind of a sad situation where somebody called, got advice, and they were sent to the local wildlife trapper who came out, trapped the mom. The law is if you trap a wild animal, you're not allowed to just relocate them. People think, oh, trap and relocate, put them in the forest where they belong. Well, the truth is raccoons belong where we are. That's where they live. They live with us. We're all, you know, we're all neighbors here. And relocating her is a really bad idea. Most animals that are relocated die because they're being put someplace they don't know what's going on there. There's already animals living there.
And if you've relocated the mom and the babies are under there, they're dependent.
And that was exactly what happened. The people, the homeowners called us and said, you know, we just had this mother trapped and the trapper left behind babies and it's a week later and now it smells really bad.
Oh.
Because the babies had all died, of course, without their mom. And that is that's the worst thing that can happen, because now we have a trapped and probably killed mother and then dead. And it's just, that's just the worst outcome possible. And that's what we really are trying to prevent.
So when I had the, I assume raccoons under our tub, we were in the middle of Eureka. I now we now have a home in Cotton, a little more wild area, and I get a chance to see a lot more critters. See deer all the time, but much to my dismay, since they're eating our garden. But we also, I've seen raccoons. You can just see them crawling around. We actually, the other day, saw a couple bears come through our yard. We had a little baby bear just to kind of wander through our yard. And then the mama bear just came right behind. And we were like, wow.
Yes. And, you know, I think some people are going to get really freaked out by that. And, you know, they're going to call the warden and they're going to want the warden to come out there and dispatch that bear. But really, this is an opportunity.
I know. As a matter of fact, we were told when we moved in, there's a baby bear and a mama bear in our neighborhood. And we were told about that. And they said, yeah, they're fine. You just be aware. And, you know, we'd never seen them. We'd been there for months. And all of a sudden, just wandering through our yard, there they were. It was like, wow.
Yeah, that's
pretty
awesome.
That was amazing.
It is. You know, I mean, and you didn't have to go to Yosemite.
Yeah. No, it was just right there in our yard. Now, our dogs were going ape.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, they're like, ah! Yeah. You know, it's like, no, you guys are staying in here.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's really, those are, whether it's your dogs and the bear, or if you've got a fledgling crow in your backyard, you know, this is really a good time to just give the animal some space. You know, keep your dog inside. That bird is going to go eventually, and your dog will have the yard again.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, the reality is that, you know, here in Humboldt County, it's a little more wild than, like, living in the middle of Los Angeles. We're going to have a few more critters coming around. We get to share the space with them.
Yes.
So, it's fine.
And, you know, people can, if you do have a situation with a wild animal and you don't want to, you know, don't call the county trapper. You want to call us, and we provide we call it our Humane Solutions team, and we can come out and, you know, take a look at your problem, and we can actually, if the animal needs to be evicted, because we can actually work with that animal to get the mama to decide that this is just not the best place to have babies, and convince her to move along.
Good idea. So, how do folks get a hold of the Wildlife Animal Care Center?
822-8839 is our number, and we're really diligent about picking that phone up when it rings, because usually there's a problem at the other end that we want to resolve as quickly as possible. But if we don't pick it up, that doesn't mean we don't care, and it doesn't mean we're there every day from 9 to 7. And
so if you're not there, they can leave a message.
They can leave a message, and we'll get back to you soon. If we don't answer, it's because we're taking care of an animal.
Okay, so this is the busy time of year for you guys.
It is. We're very busy.
Alrighty. So again, give that number one more time.
822-8839.
All right. 822-8839. It's the Humboldt Wildlife Care Center. If you've got a concern, give them a call first before you do anything rash, because they know what to do. So, Monty, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks, Cliff.